Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Tim Stafford with Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And it is Monday, the 28th of April, last Monday of April, unbelievable, 7 p.m. Eastern. And this is where we hang out every other week or so. Stevie Anderson, former NFL player, turned golfer, pro-am golfer, professional golfer. Anyway, overall good guy and tall. He's very tall. He's a good guy, but he's a tall guy. If you ever get a chance to meet Stevie, and you are in any way short like me, I'm not really short. In the world of people, I'm like 6 foot, you know, so I'm not short, but I feel very, very short next to Stevie because he is tall. But anyway, Stevie and I get together, and we talk about a lot of different things. Tonight is there's no exception tonight. We're talking about a great topic. I'm going to let Stevie set it up. But before then, I want to make sure that if you're listening to us, we're on the air tonight. If you're listening live, you can call us at 323-417-6724. That's 323-417-6724. And within the sound of our voice, you can call that number. And we will be glad to get you in and just make sure that you just be a little bit patient because sometimes it takes us a little bit to get in because, you know, we get long-winded and talking and laughing about stuff and then all of a sudden somebody's been on the line and we got to get you in. So just make sure you're about that. And Stevie, how's it been going? I'm a little under the weather, so I haven't been feeling all that good. But I think I'm getting better. How have you been doing?
Yes. I've been, I can say this year so far, I haven't been actually sick. You know, I usually travel a lot, so when I'm traveling, for some reason, my immune system is so weak, I get sick really, really quick. And I've been seeing this young lady, she's a chiropractor, she's awesome. And I've been feeling so much better, man. And she's been giving me the right vitamins to keep me going. So, I hope you feel better. I know it's going around. There's a lot of people with fever and just under the weather now. The weather's changed. It's not like it used to be. It's getting worse in a sense. And so that's how it is. But I hope you get well. You know, you have to definitely take care of that. You know, so get some rest. Rest always helps, right?
Well, you know what? I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's I don't know if it's just some medication that I'm always taking because of my heart condition. Mm-hmm. Or if, I don't know. I just something just kind of hit me over the weekend and. And just haven't been all that great, feeling all that great. But you know what? I don't get sick very often. So believe it or not, I sometimes my heart defect will sometimes it'll level me for a day or so. But I don't really get sick very often. So I don't really know what it is, but I just know that it's been a rough couple of days. But, you know, truth of the matter is I'm just glad to be alive and moving forward and glad to be on a show with you. And I think tonight we've got a really great subject. This idea of asking the question of why, you know, people discriminate and what really is discrimination. And I think that's a really good place to start, Stevie. I mean, how do you, maybe you're going to speak to this, but how do we start off by talking about discrimination? And I think it's really great, by the way, that we're talking about this because you and I could not be more different people as far as just so many different things. And yet we found a way to be able to work together and do a lot of things that are positive. And it's just never been an issue for us. You know, I mean, the fact that we're of different racial backgrounds or that you're tall and well, I guess I'm not. And the fact that, you know, there could be any number. You're from the South and I'm really from the West or whatever. I don't know. You know, you're a professional athlete and I'm a musician. There's just a lot of things that we could introduce in a certain different way, and that's just never been an issue for us. So maybe we need to, you know, when we start this conversation, we need to start with the fact of why do people discriminate? You know, what do you think, how do you define discrimination?
I say discrimination for me, I would say a lot of it, I would say most of it, all of it is basically when you don't know, when you're not concerned mm-hmm. about trying to find out how a person or what's going on in their lives, you know, being open to that person. And you do have people today of all different nationalities that discriminate. And they don't take the time to find out, okay, you're a musician. Okay, so I'm going to be closed, man. I don't want to do anything with music. I'm not going to have my kids in music, nothing. I just don't want to be involved with music. You ever discriminate right there? In sports. Oh, you're not going to play sports. Why? I just don't like athletes. You discriminate.
Right.
And you have, so I would say a lot of times people afraid to open up, to take a chance of finding out about a person. You know, what do they think? Mm-hmm. What do they like to eat? Why this way? Just open up to them. Being non-ignorant. Ignorance, in a sense. Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of people out there like that. I'm sorry if that word, you know, offends someone, but that's what it is. I mean, you have a lot of people just going to just stay in their shell for life. They're just going to stay in their shell. And they will not ever come out that shell. You know, one day you will.
Right.
But by here on earth, they're not. They're just going to be this stubborn, of course, and just it's going to be discriminative, period. That's just going to happen. So I would say a lack of understanding about people and not willing to educate themselves about someone.
Sure. Yeah, I was just going to say that discrimination has really two meanings, if you think about it. There's the good discrimination, which means that you can see, you know, fine distinctions, or you can, you know, you can tell the differences about things. You know, some discrimination is good. Like if you say a person has discriminating judgment, for instance, well, that means that they have the ability to see things in a way that allows them to make better decisions, or perhaps find nuances in things. So the problem with words is that, you know, a lot of times we use these words and then they end up meaning something unfortunate. Like what we're talking about tonight is not that. We're talking about the unfair treatment of a person. You know, the unfair treatment of a person because of some prejudice, you know, whether it be race or it might be some sort of a minority status, or it might be, like you said, a height, right, or weight. That's a big one. A big one is weight. You know, people are very discriminated. You know, they really discriminate against you if you're heavy. So, you know, there's all of those things that kind of fall into place. And so I would say, yeah, that you're exactly right. It's an unfair treatment of a person based on something that you're not, that in a lot of ways, sometimes you can't even control. Now, I know people will automatically say, you can't control how tall you are, but you can't control how heavy you are, but that's not necessarily true. Sometimes people can't control how heavy they are, or maybe they can't, maybe they have something wrong with them. You know, you walk down the street and you see a person, you see a person who is of Asian descent. That person probably can't change the fact that they're of Asian descent. I get that. But you walk down a person, you know, you walk down the road, you see a person who, is overweight, for instance. Well, you don't really know if that person can change that or not. You're not really sure. You know, you think you might know, but you don't. And that's part of the discrimination process is you know, it's kind of automatically making a judgment of somebody based on what you think you already know. And you know what's funny about that? You know what's funny about that, Stevie, is I grew up in a very, very rough part of town. I mean, I did not grow up in the rich part of town. I grew up in a very hard part of town. And, you know, the different races that were there were many different races, and many of them were extremely violent where I grew up. it was just a matter of, you know, they were involved in very violent things, you know. And I'm not saying that the race itself was violent. I'm just saying that these people were involved in very violent things. But that doesn't mean that everyone that I run into that's of one of the races that I grew up in is a violent person. It just so happens that where I grew up, there was a lot of violence, and a lot of that violence was being exercised by people of certain races against people of other races, and it was a lot of infighting. And so it was a very scary place for me to grow up. But that doesn't mean that everybody's like that, and I think that would be foolish for me to walk through life and not take an opportunity to get to know Stevie Anderson, do a radio show with him, because somebody down the street was violent and I had a bad experience with him as a child. That person is probably gone now. I don't know where that person is, but that person is probably gone, and that would be unfair of me to make that kind of to paint you in that same picture. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
It makes a lot of sense. I mean, people forget that when we're here, too. God made us all to, you know, someone said, mentioned about, you have to actually communicate. You can't be afraid to communicate with a person over cause. If you were talking about, since you mentioned the race situation of if you're Asian, I don't want to talk to an Asian, black, white, you know, I'm not going to speak to you. Well, you can't do that. God didn't put us on this earth for that. He puts us out here to communicate with others, period. Mm-hmm. And I'm slowly seeing the generation, the new generation, they're slowly bringing in new understanding. They're smarter. They open up their reading and things for the internet in a lot of ways, but they're actually getting an understanding, and they're not being putting themselves so much in a shell was communicating with others. And
right.
But you do on the other side, you do have them being judgmental. But, you know, judgmental being in a sense of it's been discriminating, that will always be here until the day we die. That will never stop. It's just a problem that we need to try to slow up, you know, and eventually not make it as worse as it is today, because it's getting worse, actually. But I'm going to give you the definition, because I see right now is we have so much to talk about. We run all over the place right now. We haven't even started. But the definition of discrimination is, it says in the definition of it, says the practice of unfairly treating a person or group of people differently from other people or groups of people. I'll read again. It says the practice. Make sure you understand the practice. So it's been. So remember what I said is the practice, because I had someone to actually on my Facebook to send a lot of comments in. So say the practice. Okay. Then it says of unfairly treating a person or group of people differently from other people or groups of people. And then it says differently, you got to watch this, from other people. So differently from other people. Then it says or groups of people. And it says not fair, basically being fair. I'll go up under that. I'm gonna say this one right here, then I'm going to go to the next definition. I got a comment. I'm not going to mention the guy's last name, so I'll keep it very professional. A guy named David, he said that it's taught, and basically he said nobody come out of the womb full of hatred. It's handed down from generation to generation. So basically the definition basically says, basically what David was saying in a sense, it says the practice, and he said it's taught. So if it's taught, it's being practiced. It says from groups. So then I'm going to go to the next. So David was actually, he's on track with that. Actually, that's pretty accurate. He said the unjust, this is another definition of it, the unjust or prejudicial treatment of different categories of people or things, especially on the grounds of race,
right,
age or sex, So, yeah, the guy, he actually sit there coming, and I looked at him like, okay, all right. But he's right on it, in a sense, because, but again now, don't get it confused that this is a broad word here. Discriminate can go a lot of different directions, you know, in the job force, you know.
Right.
It could be for equal pay for men versus women. You know, you have a female doing a man's job, they want to give her less pay.
Right.
You know, you can be, so if a woman's a female, she's pregnant, you know, we're going to fire you because you're pregnant. We feel like you can't get the job done, but she's sitting down now doing a job. She's not actually having to she's not playing receiver, that she just has to run a 10-yard out or a post pattern to catch a football or score a touchdown. She's sitting down doing a job just as fast as the next person. But because she's pregnant, we're going to let her go. We're going to fire you. Or even religion.
Right.
Yeah, and you know, we face that, you know, tell me every day. And of all of us people in general, the human race, the religion aspect, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's actually on track with that, what he said about that. What do you think about that, what he mentioned? And I'm going to go to Tim, a lady. But go ahead. What do you think about what he said? He says taught.
Well, I think the problem, you know, I think he's right. I think there's a lot of truth there because, you know, I think the biggest, I think you mentioned it earlier, you know, Stevie, and that is there's the biggest problem I think people have when we talk about something like prejudice or discrimination is really an ignorance. You know, they just don't understand. You know, it's funny. I'll use myself as an example. You know, I'm not a small individual. As a matter of fact, I'm fairly large, and I get a lot of. There's just a lot of issues that surround that with people, and it's funny because people that know me, and I'll say this carefully, but the people who get to know me, it quickly does not become an issue anymore. It just doesn't. Mm-hmm. It's just not an issue. It's not anything that we talk about. I'm very open with the fact that, you know, this is just part of my life because of a disability that I have, and so I do the best I can to deal with my weight. But you know, the reality is, it's not going to go away anytime soon, and I'm under a lot of doctor's care, yada yada yada. But the people that know me, it's not an issue to them. You know, it's you know, because there's more to me than just the fact that I'm overweight. There's an intellect, there's an emotional person, there is a physical person, there's a spiritual person. And for the most part, you know what, I operate in the others more, you know, better than I operate in the one alone. So yeah, I'm a whole package, you know. You're the same way. You're more than just your background or your race. And when you get to know somebody, all that goes away. It doesn't make any difference. I never think about Stevie Anderson as being – I do think about Stevie Anderson as being tall because you're incredibly tall. But – But I don't really think about Stevie Anderson being black or being an athlete, really. I don't really think about that, and I certainly don't think about it in a negative way. You know, because we know each other. We have a relationship. We communicate with each other.
Absolutely.
So I think that's what's important. You know, I mean, I would love for people to walk up to me and say, hey, I'd like to get to know you because I know you're way beyond what you look like. That's true, and I'm open to that, and I'm a person that is around a lot of different people. But what makes it unfortunate is when somebody makes a judgment based on something they don't know anything about. They don't know. They're just ignorant, and they're not only ignorant to the issue at hand, but they're also ignorant to the person in general. I mean, a person who is incredibly ugly, you know, that you run into in the airport, may be the smartest person you know. Maybe a deeply spiritual individual. Maybe may have an amazing ability to impact people's lives. Yeah.
Well, who does a person considers to be ugly? You know, because no one's ugly, but in their sight, they say, "Well, this person is ugly." So we're not going to use them now. This is another situation now. There are certain companies that they have a certain code, or this is the way we're going to do things at my company. Now, when you face a situation like that, you know, you have to go on with life. You have to respect what they're saying. In a sense, they say, okay, you know, certain positions. I can't play lineman. I can't play a lineman in football because I didn't have enough weight for it. My legs were strong enough for that. I was thin and tall for the receiver, so I can run fast and I can jump. Or the guy your size, Tim, you've been playing lineman. And then all my other friends, they play lineman. And you have guys that play cornerback and quarterback. Your size determines where you're positioned. Now, there's some companies out there that they have the same process, in a sense. So don't be aware if you're going for a job and whatnot. Kind of be upset because you're not getting hired in a certain way, but ask questions. Why? Why are you not hiring this person for this? Why not hiring this person? Why am I not being hired for this? At the same time, you look at, I was reading, even if housing, there's certain individuals out there, members being discriminated because of a person's race, their weight, female, male. You know, there's certain landlords out there won't hire you because if, you know, you could be a certain race. Or it could be certain, right. Be a female or male. They won't even let you start an application. It's like, no, we don't have any openings. No, you can't rent from you. You can't rent from us. No, we don't want you to buy in this community. So it's a problem. It's a problem, but it's a broad term. It goes all over. But then this lady, she said, I'm not going to miss her last name. She said, her name is Faith. She said, God made us all. They will pay because judgment day will come. And what she meaning, when she say they, she mean people. People will pay. You're being discriminated. And basically, in a prejudice, you know, in a sense, God is watching you. That's the problem with people forget that, you know, you've always been watched. Somebody sees
right.
you. You know, and there's only one judge. It's only one judge. Yeah, you can judge here on earth all you want, yeah, but one day you will be judged. So, you know, if there's people out there, which there are, out there being discriminated, they will actually get their chance to be judged also. But let me go and say here, Tim, in the Bible verse, it says, for you believers and non-believers, you can listen to this, verses, King James, the James, second chapter, 2 to 4 verse, it says, for if a man wearing a gold ring and fine clothing comes into your assembly, and a poor man in shabby clothing also comes in. A man can be male or female.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pay attention to the one who wears the fine clothing and say, you can sit here in a good place. Sit right here in a good place. You like this place over here. While you say to the poor man, you stand over there. You get over in the corner. As a matter of fact, you know, you can step outside if you want to. Why are you even here? Yeah, I'm just exaggerating. Sit down at my feet. You know, sit down by my feet. You know, you're looking. Then, have you not then made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? You see? And you have so many people today, all different nationalities. It's not just one race. It's all different races doing just that, night and day, 24 hours a day. And someone could be the first one in church and still doing this.
Right.
Because you look at a person's – now, if that was me, Tim, if someone's coming in, we have a meeting going on and they – look totally struggling and probably having clothes on. I'm asking what's wrong. Or just sit down, you know, but not just, you know, keep nobody out. But those are the hearts that we need to have today and not being discriminated. But you go back to what the guy said here, the guy that wrote in, David.
Mm-hmm.
I 1,000% agree with David, Tim, about it is taught. A lot of people, a lot of teaching is taught. Even with the kids today, there are certain kids out there today being taught to be discriminated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Yeah. Right.
They're being taught right now.
Right. Yeah, I agree that. I agree with you. Yep.
Uh-huh. And that's what. But you know what? For the ones that's being taught there, the families, the parents, your
mm-hmm.
day will come. It will come. It will come. And but also too, they could reverse in a negative situation from their kid. That kid can go on through life and be like, "This was the best friend for me. This friend stuck beside me." You know. It didn't matter what nationality it is. This friend stayed beside me. And they helped me out of a situation when I was going through some harassment, when I was being bullied. This friend helped me and talked to me. And then they'll mention that to their parents later in life when they feel like they're bold enough to do so. But, you know, you have to basically, whatever you're doing, you can't be negative. But people today are just so... do you think people today are being... just as much discriminating or versus years ago, or you think it's about the same?
You think
it's more or less today then?
I think that it's probably going on as badly as it's always gone on. I mean, it might be worse because there are more people. I mean, there are more and more people in the world, but I think we're more aware of it now than we ever have been. I think people are starting to stand up and say something about it. Now, some of the things that they do, I don't completely agree with. You know, like, I mean, you know, sometimes people, I think it really, they believe they're solving a problem and they're really not. I mean, you know, I heard about a guy who got really mad and he basically took a bat to another person's car. You know, I'm not sure that really solves the problems. I mean, I'm not 100%, you know, but the point is people are saying more about it. I know that, I deal with a lot of people who are overweight, and people are starting to get more and more. They feel more and more free to say, "Look, you know, you can't treat me this way just because I'm overweight." Or people say, "You can't treat me this way because I'm a woman," or "You can't treat me this way because I'm black," or "Because I'm Asian," or "Because I'm white," or whatever. You know, "You can't treat me this way because I don't fit in your mold." You know, that's not. That's not fair. You know, it's not fair that you're doing that. And I think, you know, it's so in some ways, I think it's getting better in the sense that more people are talking about it. And I think it's a conversation that people are talking about, but at the same time, I think it's probably getting worse because, you know, people are continuing to do it. There are more people in the world, I think it's expanding. And I think I think that's one of the other problems that I have with it all is that I think that it's not just a thing about a race anymore. Now it's really expanding into a lot of different things, and people are very judgmental of other people. I'm surprised by it in a lot of ways.
Well, I think being judgmental is more or less like, you know, throwing a rock and hiding your hand. You know, you throw a rock, the person throwing a rock at someone and putting a hand behind their back, that's just the devil.
Right.
You know, they're not confident. They, you know, that's just, a person was just not confident in themselves. And that's the person that, they're not a leader, they're a follower. They just go with the show.
Right.
You know.
Sure.
That's what they're
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. And it's very unfortunate. You know, I mean, it's not something that I don't think any of us like to talk about it particularly because it's just unfortunate that it's happening at all. It the world would be so much better if it didn't matter. You know, if what really mattered was what you brought to the table as far as your mind and your ideas, your innovations and your personality and all of that, those things are important, you know, to be discriminating. You know, like, for instance, I may work with a certain kind of person better than I work with another kind of person, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't hire that kind of person. You know, I mean, I might work better. I mean, all of us work with certain types of people that you know, they complement us better than others, that doesn't mean they're better. It just means that they're a better fit for a particular job. But I think most of the time, people, I think we mess this up because I think we just make judgments that aren't based on anything, you know, and that's just, it's just wrong. And it doesn't mean, too, by the way, that I haven't had some people who have worked for me or I've worked for that were very difficult as far as personality-wise. We just didn't gel very well, but we made it work. We figured it out because the other person was just that much more important to us. And so we thought, you know, even though we don't really see eye to eye, we're going to make this work. And actually, some of those relationships have been the best relationships I've had because I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from them. And I would not have gained that perspective without knowing them. So I think it's important. I think it's an important discussion that we're having at all. But I think it's important that we're having the discussion at all because I think people, they just don't realize how hurtful it all is. And I think that's the part that really amazes me is that, you know, it's really hurtful. It can be very dehumanizing when these things happen, regardless of what the discrimination is against.
But it's serious. It's very serious.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. People discriminate. That's a serious situation.
Right.
You have something right now at home right now,
right,
that's not working, trying to find a way to work. People just won't hire them because they weight, because of just their appearance, skin tone, complexion. Right now,
right,
today, the owners, if a person been discriminative in a certain way, let someone know.
Mm-hmm.
Let someone know, because those people that's getting away with it, you know, of course they will be judged, and a lot of people want to be judged right now, but they will be judged. But if this is going on, yeah, don't let it just keep going on. I mean, let someone know what's happening. Now, in a situation
right,
you have, there's circumstances that, and this is for you, for athletes, you know, it's a situation where, you know, you can't, certain jobs, you can't work because of, you know, you're male or female, you know, gender. I mean, the situation's not like that. You know, there's a reason why. And I have a relative, his daughter plays football, and she's better than pretty much any boy out there. You know, she's the best. But how far can that go? You know? And for right now, I think that's awesome right now what he's doing with her. That's awesome. Fantastic. That's a fantastic deal. Now, there's leagues now, the football league for girls. But, you know, there's certain situations like that. You just never know how far it can go. But I love the fact that they are doing it and they're taking a chance on it just to see how far it can go. You never know. But you go back to situations with even you see in the Army, there's been a situation where the females, you want the females out there on the front line, run the guys. So,
right,
and they're working on that too. I mean, I'm not the judge that, to make the ruling on those situations, but that's how serious it is. That's serious. So being the discrimination is serious. And
right,
you have it, and a lot of it's talk. You have a lot of kids, and even you have a lot of guys, people today, just negative. They just discriminate.
Mm-hmm.
We're all done. This is our group. You see, mentioning about groups. See, groups can be more than one. That's a lot of people in the groups. So groups, there are these certain groups of people that don't want these certain people around this group of people. Or that particular person, I don't want them around me. Being judgmental. Being judgmental,
right,
and you think you're God, you being judgmental. But if that's what you feel like doing, go ahead and judge. Your day will
right,
come.
Yeah. Right. Well, I think the other thing we have to talk about too is that, you know, don't be, if you're a person like for myself, you know, if I'm a person that this happens to fairly often, I have to be careful then not to turn around and be a hypocrite and discriminate against somebody else for some other reason. Yeah, I gotta live forward. You know what I mean? even though there may be something wrong, you know, I've got to make sure that I am the first person. You know, it's kind of like that old Michael Jackson song. You know, I got to start by looking at the man in the mirror. You know, I have to be the one that makes sure that everyone that I do business with, or everyone that I have a relationship with, that I'm doing it for the right reasons as well, and that people that are approaching me and wanting to be a part of what I'm doing or whatever, that I don't discriminate against them for whatever reason. I mean, if I'm going to hire an employee or whatever, I don't discriminate against them. You know, I have to do that too, because then I'm just a hypocrite. I'm complaining on one side of my mouth, I'm complaining that people discriminate against me, and then on the other side of my mouth, I'm saying, but I can also be discriminating. And that's not right. I can't, you know, we have to live the life, you know, it's kind of the old golden rule, right? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I have to live that way. I have to live based on the way that I would want others to treat me, and then let everything else work itself out.
Right. And, you know, I mentioned too, I was reading too, Tim, it said even, it was saying, like, we talked about the wages, and we talked about discrimination in hiring.
Yeah.
You know, like your age, your health, limitation. This person, you feel like this person moved faster than another person, but yet, this guy, he's not on the football field. You know, he's not at a certain position where he has to be sprinting somewhere. He can sit right here, sit down, and do the job. But you discriminate because of limitation. You think he has limitations, but he or she has limitations, but they do not. And, or you know, some people just have problems. And now I'm just basically asking, well, what religion are you? Okay, let me tell you something, listeners. Let me tell you about the religion situation. It's about your heart. What's the difference of a person in a religion that goes to church every day, 20 times a week? I don't know, I'm exaggerating, but I'm saying at least two or three times a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a person on the street walking around and basically communicating nice, just a smile on their face, male or female, and just have a good heart. But they weren't taught. Like the guy, I keep forgetting this guy's name, sorry about that. The guy David mentioned, they weren't taught about going to church at a young age, going to vacation Bible school. That's what we did. So we were taught that, and thank God I was. And I had parents and neighbors and grandparents. But what's the difference? This person right here with a good heart, nice and being polite, and this person going to church looking for an argument, bickering, the same person that is actually being discriminate, you know, and just vulgar mouth all the time. But they go to church, hand tied, they go to church every day. But people, I'm going to say, and this is the way it is, your heart is going to, that's going to determine what's going to happen with you. You know, it's the heart it's in your heart. Either you have it or you don't, or you need to try to get it. And you can, that's the difference, you know. And you have some people that go to church every day, no heart. But I don't want to get off the subject, but I have to say that. But, you know, you have some people that's like that, you know. They're at church all the time, but they just discriminate.
Right.
Don't you want to be the
right
first person? Yeah. I guess you think it's, there's no certain type of heaven. It's only one. But see, I mean, I guess it's supposed to be a black heaven, a blue heaven, a white heaven, a green, a yellow heaven.
Right.
No. So, I mean, people need to really, really watch and look in the mirror, like you said. You need to look in the mirror. That's why I love the golf game. I'm only going to get better. You get better after practicing. You see, it's me. If I mess up, if I hit the ball out of bounds like I did 2 weeks ago, I hit the ball out of bounds. Tim, you hit the ball out of bounds. It was my fault. Now, I'm being taught what to do. I'm a coach. Now, but you know what? And you have to keep working and keep working until you feel like, okay, you're doing the right thing. It's my fault.
Right.
You have to look in the mirror and work
right.
on it. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say anything. I would say I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I think you're exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, I want to read this to Tim, because we're going to go ahead and shut it down. I was reading here. I want to give you a verse. Basically, it goes back to Faye, what she had mentioned. She sent me this. And sorry, guys, I'm actually on a computer looking to at some of the comments on my Facebook page. Well, she had mentioned that in the Bible, it gives a verse, Tim, Matthew, 5th chapter, 44th verse. It says, but I say to you, love your enemies. That's tough.
Yeah.
Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That, now, I know that sounds that sounds real sweet and cheesecake and strawberry, you know, and toppings and all that, but this is what we're supposed to do, and this is what to work towards. It says, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And that could be, you know what, when someone discriminates you, they're prejudiced, that's your enemy. That's your enemy.
Yeah,
because
right.
it's affecting that person. It's affecting that person, Tim.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's the problem today. Goes back to what David said. A lot of it is being taught in, at home.
Right. Right.
You know what? You know what? And this is a sad thing, Tim. You have people today of all different nationalities still teaching the negative of being discriminated right now. Yeah, today. All different ages.
I know it.
Just backwards, ignorant, no heart.
I know.
And you have some of those people, too, that know better, listening to them. And they know better.
Right.
You know, long as I'm making my check. As long as I have my check
and
my money's right, I'm right. I'm right. No, you're not.
Yeah.
No, you're not. You know, it's listen, at the end of the day, everyone go to the restroom the same way, Tim.
That's right.
You know that?
Yeah,
because your color is because your color is gold, and the next one over here could be out of paper. It doesn't mean that you can be you should be discriminative. It's the truth.
Well,
it's the truth.
Yeah. Hey, we have a caller. Let's see if we can get him in here.
All right.
Hey, caller, you're on with Stevie Anderson. What's your name?
My name is Vince Watson. I've talked to you guys before. How you doing?
Hey, Vince, how you doing?
Wow. Pretty decent. Sound like you guys are getting into that thing about the basketball ownership.
Yeah, we haven't talked about that.
It's funny that you haven't talked about it, because that's been on my mind. And what have you guys hit on so far?
We talked about how I was talking on this comment this guy made on Facebook named David. I won't mention his last name, but he had mentioned that how being discriminative, how it's being taught, you know, how people discriminate, but a lot of it's being taught at home. And my definition of it, Tim asked me, was just a lot of people just being fear, ignorance, and just, you know, unjust. But go ahead. What do you talk to?
When on that same topic, you know, you look at a guy like the gentleman who owns the Clippers, and you wonder if that's something internally he grew up with, or is that something he learned, or is that something he believed he's earned as a classist, you know, in terms of like where he's at status wise. Is that how he think about his people who work up under him? You know, where is his mindset? Can you guys,
Hold on one second. It's something you said that we're going to let you go ahead and talk. But I mentioned something, and, you know, I was being funny, I know it's, but I said, because a person, Vince, if you have a gold toilet at home, I mean, platinum gold, real gold toilet and mine is made out of paper, it doesn't mean that you should be discriminating. You know what I mean? Talking negative, being prejudiced in a sense. So it's funny that you're saying this right now about this guy who is filthy rich, but go ahead, I'm listening to you. I'll let you talk.
Well, and when I make that statement, it's got to be difficult for you, being a minority of any type now, to work for a gentleman that you know how he really feels about you. So how do you go out and give it your best each and every day? I know they're paying you millions, but you know you're working for someone who's the eye of the operation, the main guy, and you're wondering if it trickles down, or how does he feel about it? So it's got to change the whole culture when you're at work. I know I couldn't be at my work setting and know that this is how this gentleman feels about you, and you go and have a solid conversation with him like it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, so. Tim, you want to answer that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying, and I think I would agree that it would be difficult. That would certainly be difficult, but it would also certainly be, and I'm not suggesting that, you know, that it needs to be tolerated, especially from a corporate, you know, from a corporate view of things, but. As a person, I think sometimes we've gotta prove that our life has a much greater purpose than what somebody else thinks about us by doing the very best work we can do. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't start looking for something new. I mean, if I were a player on that basketball team right now, and I may be calling my agent saying, yeah, we need to find me another place. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to go out every night. If I'm really going to try to make a distinction that, hey, I'm still valuable. I'm a valuable way beyond the color of my skin. I'm valuable to this organization because I've got great skills, and it really that shouldn't even be a discriminator one way or the other. But I'm going to go out and do the very best I can to make sure that I make that point. Like I said, it doesn't mean I won't be on the phone with my agent. It just means that I think they really need to do that for their own sake, you know.
I wanted to interrupt and say one thing. I do want to also input that it doesn't have to be a black on white or a white on black or a Asian or whatever. We're just talking about the whole fact that you got an owner that is being derogatory
right.
about
yeah.
a people's right. race or the religion or whatever it might be. So
sure.
basically
right.
what we're saying, he should have the wherewithal to at least speak in public with a sense of, like, understanding that any of that stuff can get out there. And where
right.
I think it
right.
ends up, he loses his sense of balance, is when he starts, and women sometimes, and I don't want to say it in a negative way, have been the downfall of a lot of, you know, wealthy people or successful people. So, and the process.
Repeat that again, what you just said about wealthy people, what?
Well, you know, women have been the downfall of many wealthy or successful people because it makes them lose their sense of where they're going, direction, so to speak, sometimes.
Okay.
When I say that, I mean not in a negative way. I mean that we're trying to pursue something, and you're losing your sense of where you should be, what you should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me say this. Those guys, that guy right there was that guy. You asked a question. You think he was taught that guy was taught that years ago. It was in him. If he said those things, if it's concrete evidence. If it's concrete, now this is an allegation. If it's true, it was taught. He had it in him from day one. He was taught from someone else to have a hatred in him that way. Now, on the other hand, as an athlete, ex-professional athlete, you have to. realize, like, okay, we got to play because we got to pay our bills. Yeah, I'm making millions of dollars, you know, every month, but also, too, I have this house over here that's worth $20 million, you know. So I pay my bills. But at the same time, too, they should come together as a team and say, listen, they need to go to the owner themselves, sit down, or someone above the, with the the players' union, and make sure they get this guy that fits concrete. Get him out. He should not be an owner because it's very unhealthy for the guys to play now. Listen, some of those guys right now, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to look at those guys can play, those professional athletes. They know how to guard somebody. They know how to make more points than what they paid the other day, okay? 40 points what they made? Come on, give me a break. I know when the athlete's playing and when they're not playing. But the whole situation is unhealthy for them to have to be playing under this guy for the things he said about them that's so very, very negative. And it's hurting. It's serious, and it's hurt. And it's hurtful to a lot of people that this guy don't know. So let me tell you something. That's a very, very deep subject. It's a never-ending subject. And the only person can solve it is God, because it can get really, really ugly. And that would be my thing to you, Vince, is that they need to come together as the players and ask for this guy to just move on. Because how can you trust him from the day four, the things he said like that, you know? And if it's concrete, yes, because it's very unhealthy for those guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it was just something I know. Yeah. I know that's a hot subject out there, and, you know, it's a subject that probably you can get a lot of opinions on, things of that nature. But I do believe that there will all be a sense of always be a sense of racism, whether it comes to religion and whether it comes to, you know, people's nationality. It will always be there. And I think what ends up happening, because I think of this one situation that happened with me. I was sent to this thing to take notes for my boss. Now, just so happened, we started talking about gay clubs, right? Just like they were having these African American and Latin clubs. And so when she read the notes, she was saying, you know, they needed a representative for gay or homosexual, and it was offensive. But we didn't know it was offensive, and nor were we trying to be offensive. So I think people are going to be sensitive when it comes to all those issues. It's just how we deal with it in the future once we learn about it. Now, someone told me the other day that people make mistakes and they always can change, and they were talking about this gentleman.
They told me about this guy here? This guy they're talking about?
Now, I didn't agree with it, but I said, yeah, people can change.
Ain't no change. Listen. That's, when you get a certain age, you know, no.
You said forget it, right?
Not gonna change. Something
well, that was what I said.
But listen, when you have something within you like the guy, like you said, the guy David rolling it on the Facebook page, when it's instilled in you, it takes time. Now, he can change. Yeah, I'm not going to say that. He can change. I know he's saying with that. He can change. But the only person going to change him is God. And that's the truth. I mean, he's so deep-rooted in his veins that this have to that would save him. That's the only thing that would save him. A lot of times people just gotta leave it in God's hand. My mom used to say, leave it in God's hand. But you know the funny thing the funny thing too about this team and event, there are some people that don't believe that prejudice, basically people discriminate. Some people out of the day just believe that it's not that people don't do this. So this happened for a reason, let people know that it still does exist, what that guy did. And that's right. He was totally 100% discriminating.
Well, you know what? That's what the gentleman on the course told me yesterday. He said it's kind of good that it happened. He hates it happened. But now it makes people talk about it now. Because if you don't have issues like that happen, people just kind of hush-hush about those things.
Right. Well, listen, we thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in, and enjoy your night. Thanks again. We weren't talking about this subject, but it's, I guess it's a great subject to end off of. But thanks
hey,
for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Right. Thanks, Vince. See you later.
All right,
Stevie. Yeah, so, well, I guess we better wrap this up. What do you have to? You want final comments?
You know, I just wanted to say, you know, I read a while ago in Matthew's first chapter, fifth chapter, what the verse says. But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. And basically, too, you know, a lot of things happen in life. You know, they happen for a reason. It does. So just keep your prayers going. Stay focused and keep yourself around positive people and not people that want to be discriminative and judgmental.
That's right. I agree. Well, I guess that's about all we have left on that one, don't we? We did another one, Stevie, another show in the bag. Episode 22.
Right.
Well, I'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. Join us next week as we, or no, 2 weeks rather, 2 weeks. We'll take on another subject. Stevie and I and all the callers that want to call in, thanks again tonight to Vince for calling in. And we just hope you have a really great week. Have a wonderful month of May. God bless you. And surround yourself with great people and make it your ambition to do great things for others. God bless.